Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is
God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown, and I'm your host. But of course, we've got the woman of the hour on the line, Yadasha Williams. Of course, she's running for state assembly here in Nevada, District 29, and she is going to be answering some of your questions today and talking about, well, why she's running. Hey, Yadasha, how you doing?
I'm great, Ann. How you doing?
Oh, doing really good. And I know that you are very excited about just running for state assembly, District 29. You love your district. You've lived there a while now. You've seen the problems that exist. And so what motivated you? What gave you the inspiration to run for state assembly?
Sure. Well, I was moved to run for a state assembly by request from many of our community members. Being a native out here, so many people know me and they know what type of drive and what I can get done. So after hearing so many requests, I just prayed on it and just got into action. I need to protect my family, and this is how I'm going to do it.
Yes, and because you've lived there, well, certainly you've lived in the Vegas Valley for your whole life, but in District 29 for several years. And so you've seen what needs to be tackled as an assembly member. So how do you plan to address these most pressing issues? How do you plan to do that?
Sure. Well, my plan is to tackle the most pressing issues first, by engaging with the community, listening to their concerns, and just implementing solutions that reflect everybody as a whole.
And you're going to be listening to them not only when they reach out to you through email, through phone calls, but I'm sure you plan on doing some public events, and do you plan to do that?
Absolutely. Public events, people seeing me at on the street. I'm a notary, so I'm always at people's door, and people tell me like what's truly on their heart when they see me at CVS or even Bonds or Smith. So I'm ready whenever.
Well, now, what do you see right now as the biggest challenges in your community?
Well, a lot of people are concerned with a lot of significant challenges, such as the education out here, and as a whole, border security, the rising of crime. I've met people that's been robbed just by going to the grocery store, and that is completely scary.
Well, as so, you know, I've been robbed at the grocery store.
Exactly. So we just need to tighten up on crime, and I believe that in fostering open dialogue with our community, we can find the problems and address them head on, ensuring everyone's voice is heard and valued at the same time.
Right. And so, you know, you're obviously wanting to connect with the constituents. So how will you involve them in your decision making?
Well, community is the utmost important to me. So I want to make sure they're completely involved. So my key efforts is intend on doing a lot of town hall meetings, solicit feedback through surveys, maintaining open communication channels in any way possible to ensure that everyone's voice is heard.
Well, that's fantastic. So, you know, obviously you are immensely qualified, whether people, you know, have gone to your website to read about you. But why don't you tell us specifically the experiences of your past, the skills that you have that you bring to the table that qualify you for being an assemblywoman?
Sure. Well, my diverse background is with business ownership. I am a founder, owner, and operator of my business, Justice Mobile Notary. I talk to the community. I'm always at volunteering whenever I can, and I take my kids along when they can. And especially with family, I am a big family person. So family caregiving qualifies me to understand and address the needs of our district.
Right, right. I hate it when people who are solely business people or just professional politicians, they don't know how to relate with people who have actually the lived experience of their constituents. And so I love it that you're going to bring your personal life to this. And so I also need to know, and I know that everyone is curious, how will you work with other elected officials? You know, the ones I just referred to, maybe the professional politicians or the people that may be difficult to work with, the other side. You're a Republican, so how will you work with Democrats to accomplish the common goal?
Well, regardless of anybody's party affiliation, I aim to work collectively with all elected officials to find a common ground and achieve shared objectives for the betterment of the community. When you put the community first, everything else will overcome.
And we're really tired of the politicians who can be easily bought off, right? We want people with some integrity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know you're a church-going, good Christian woman, and you appreciate people of all religions and people who just want to do the right thing. And that's the problem. We're not seeing enough of the right thing lately.
That is correct.
Yeah. What about the initiatives or policies you plan to prioritize? I know that what's at the top of what you call your key points, education, healthcare, infrastructure. How are you prioritizing these, and what policies will you implement?
Well, I'm committed to prioritizing initiatives that's aimed by enhancing education through increased funding and resources, ensuring access to affordable health care and services for everyone, and spreading everything that I can for investments, the infrastructure projects that we've been having so much of issues with. Mm-hmm. Additionally, I advocate for addressing issues related to crime while still protecting the Second Amendment rights.
Right, right. Oh, so important to both of us. You and I both.
Absolutely.
And you know, I think now, especially in this climate, a lot of people are beginning to appreciate that Second Amendment right of ours. So that sounds fantastic. And you know, again, not to keep harping on these politicians who are out for themselves, but really, we need more transparency in government and accountability. How do you plan to act on that to ensure that we're more transparent in our officiating?
Well, transparency and accountability are essential pillars of good governance. So I implement measures such as like open meetings, public disclosure, our decision-making processes, and regular updates to our community.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, and getting back to the other question I had, about your prioritizing these key points that you have, you know, I know that you know, as an assemblywoman, you'll be able to sponsor bills and to be able to write bills. So, are you planning to at some point during your tenure? I mean, are you going to actually invest in writing bills for the things that you believe in? I know that I didn't, you know, tell you that I was going to ask this type of question, but I've always been curious about how that worked.
Absolutely. My goal is to help with whatever bills that we have and fix whatever bills that aren't
right.
That aren't just quite there.
Right, and that because you have that power as an assemblywoman, you'll be able to have an influence over the bills as they are, so that you can make sure that these key points that mean so much to you that we've already laid out, they can be addressed even in the current bills that'll be considered. What about, and this is a very important question on people's minds lately, is this combating climate change, environmental sustainability. I'm sorry, but it seems to have dictated everything in government these days, and a lot of people are getting tired of it. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, I believe in taking care of our environment, but let us also focus on practical solutions, right, that do not stifle economic growth. So if we could just find a common sense way to protect our natural resources while supporting job creation and economic development.
Right, right. And you care about small businesses. That's something you really have emphasized. So, a lot of the things that are happening in government right now to combat climate change seem to be hurting small businesses, right?
Absolutely. I'm a small business, so I hold small business near and dear to my heart, like my fifth born child.
No, yeah, right. If the listeners didn't get it, she has four children. So now that's right. That would be your fifth. I get it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but fostering economic growth in our district means supporting small businesses with resources and reducing red tape. Yeah. As a small business owner myself, I understand the needs and have plans to help them thrive through education and opportunity for every small business.
That's so good. Well, because our communities are really the foundation of our communities is small business. These mega corporations, they're there, yes, and we need them on a level. But
right,
I
love those mom and pop shops. I'm like, those are the people that actually care about the neighbor next door. And the neighbor next door may be the mom and pop shop.
There you go. That's so true. Well, you know, we're keeping these podcasts to 15 minutes, guys. So, whenever we post these, you'll know that you have time to listen in the car, on the way to the store, on the way to the kids' school. But since we have another couple minutes, I wanted to bring up the fact that we do have a big party coming up on Saturday, March 23rd at noon. Why don't you tell us about that, Yadasha?
Yes. So we have our campaign launch party coming up. I'm extremely excited about it. I hope to see everyone there. We're just going to dive right in on what to expect. And I just want to hear from the community on how we can get their voice heard throughout Southern Nevada.
So this is like a meet and greet. And of course, you can have your picture taken with Yadasha. We're also really looking for volunteers, hoping that anybody that comes might be able to bring a skill that they can volunteer to contribute to the campaign. And if you don't
and also we're looking for donations
as well.
You can always go to my website at Yadasha4NV.com to make a donation. That's Yadasha4NV.com. If you cannot volunteer your time, we'd gladly accept the donation to make sure we get your policies in the front door.
That's right. And you know, we'll be taking donations on Saturday, but if you can't even make a donation, we'd love to see you there. This is not, there's no fee at the door. Just come on in. Let's meet. Let's talk. There's going to be some refreshments. And like I said, let's get your picture taken with Yadasha and put it on social media. And make sure, by the way, everybody, that you're following us on social media. It's Yadasha, the number 4NV. And we're on we're on most things. Twitter, what do they call it? X now. Facebook,
yes.
And Instagram. Well, hey, you guys, this has been great. Yadasha, anything left you'd like to say before we tune out?
I thank you all for listening, and go out, register to vote so you can vote for the right people in the right seat.
That's right. All right. Well, we are going to see you guys next week. Be sure to send in your questions at that website, Yadasha4NV.com, and we'll just see you next week with more answers to your questions. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.